and good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
You make it sound like it's kind of special. It's really not that special.
Oh, you're special.
Like that kind of special?
Frank Pastore just left here. He said you were special.
Yeah, that's right, and he knows.
And if he thinks I'm special, then that's the final say, right?
He hugged you. You were the only person he hugged.
You noticed that. I caught that, too. Yes, special.
Whatever. To our listeners, I'm really not that big of a deal, and God loves you, and that's what's important. So let's get back on track.
Wait a minute. Not that big a deal is correct. She's only 4'11", we keep on saying.
But I'm going to heaven, and it makes me feel 10 feet tall.
What's the deal? Was it fun size, right?
That's
the
fun size. Fun size.
Yes, fun size.
That was Sue's piffy nugget.
Nice.
Yeah, she liked it on a t-shirt. She saw that, in fact. Yeah, you listen to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is worshipfactory.net. Get connected online. It is a Facebook, Twitter for those Christian creatives out there that are looking for some place to call home. You know, get online and talk to each other, which is very important for us as creatives. I was driving back from a journey this weekend, and it was amazing, or this past weekend, it was really incredible to me that what God put on my heart is our purpose in life. And I want to talk about that in Worship Factory. When you're creatives, you think your purpose in life is you want the 550 Mercedes, or you want the Porsche, or you want the Maserati, or you want the big
some
house
kind of
in the hills.
You
want that 5,500 square foot home or 1,000, whatever it may be.
Validation.
In your life,
right.
The validation. And we strive for it so much. And I got a chance to experience an artist out there this past weekend, and Jason Alexander from Friends. And it was one of those things where I saw all these people that were out there that was reaching out to touch this artist. And you know, what a funny guy, great show. I mean, everything else. But it was one of those things where it really hit home to me to, you know what, God, our purpose in life is what? And it made me question, as far as that goes, as a creative, what is truly our priority of life? Mm-hmm. What is our purpose and our calling in our life? Are we living those things out there? And even
right.
though we're Christians in the creative market, what are we doing about it?
Well, and the question should be, do we have an eternal perspective? Because really, that's the only thing that's going to last. Are we making our creative efforts something that's going to invest into eternity?
Does that mean? So into eternity, how do I do that?
Furthering God's will, you know?
Yeah.
Are you being the hands and feet of Christ? Are you showing God's love through your song, through your poem, through your acting, through your directing, through your, you know, even if you're a grip or you're, you know, whatever your creative gift or skill is, are you being the person of Christ? And people go, wow, that's something different. You know, what's different about that person?
Oh, so like wearing like a big cross?
Exactly.
There you go.
A big Bible, the bigger the better. Oh, wow.
Like your bling that you
or
wear.
Or not.
Ross got his bling cross he wears all the time. I've seen it over worship.
Yeah, man.
No, what we say, or at least what I say over and over again, is they will know we are Christians by our...
Love.
L-O-V.
Just for me.
Okay, we have a word guy here today, so you better spell that right
yes.
today, mister.
A word guy, right.
He is pretty incredible, and I cannot wait to pick his brain.
This is
he
wonderful.
He reeks of creativity.
I cannot believe
genius.
That Tony Haynes came to our little studio
today.
And sat down with us, but folks, he's here.
You guys are in for a treat.
Oh, this is going to be really cool. You're going to want to stick around for this.
You know, I had mentioned earlier about Jason Alexander of Seinfeld, not of Friends, and I was just going back. Tony's a good friend of Jason's as well, and it was just one of those things where Tony and I have been friends talking about Friends. That's probably what spawned my thought was the fact is how much friends that we've been brothers for a long time, Tony and I, and what a gifted writer he has written for just about everybody. When you go into his, house, you have to go to his house sometime. When you go to his house, it's literally.
Yeah, let's go over there now. Go,
okay, all right. Well, we'll just hold the
can
show, folks. We'll be right back.
And cut.
Yeah, right. No, I don't think we'll go to Tony's house now, especially since he's here. By the way,
oh, that's right, he's here. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry.
That would not be right because he wouldn't be there. Of course, we could take his gold and platinum.
All right,
album
reel this guy in. He is on a tangent. Go.
I want. Those gold and platinum albums, by the way, he has about 60 of them on his wall. It's just the most, it's amazing.
You know, at what point do you stop counting? Because like an age, you know, at my age, I stopped counting. But, you know, when it comes to gold and platinum records, you know, 60?
Count them. That's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
What?
It's like when we had John Wineglass in and he has, you know, 7 nominations for Emmys and then he's got 3 and you think, okay, 3. Okay. And Screech Washington, who's a friend of mine too, has 7 Emmys, by the way, for
bless
Amazing
their hearts.
Race. And it's like, okay, how many do you need? I mean, you know, I told
Does that cover one wall or two walls? You know, I mean, good grief.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And we do have a special guest that we will be talking to next segment, which, by the way, he's a word guy, even though I'm not. He's a word guy.
Yeah, I would never want to play Scrabble with this dude because he takes a word and he like reverses it and like pulls out three different names and letters. And it's craziness.
You know, what's amazing, Monique, about Tony, too, is I've got to say you were talking about love out there. And one thing anybody that knows Tony Haynes, anybody that's been in the industry for a long time, whether when he was at Warner Brothers or where he's been in the music world out there in the animation world, he is one of those people that go, Tony Haynes, that is love. I mean, I've never seen him say a bad thing about anybody. I've never heard him say, get upset about something. I mean, he truly walks in the light of God. I mean, he lives it. What love is to him is truly what he shows. I mean, it's not one of those things where you live, you know, often we, as a human being, as the human race, basically we'll say, I love you, but we're so afraid of the word, I love you. We get so withdrawn sometimes by saying, what's that person going to think about if you say, I love you? Is this something they're going to take to a sexual connotation? Are they going to take it to a different level? Are they going to take it out of context because they're married, because they're not? And we just get so withdrawn because we're so afraid of the word to say, I love you, because somebody else has already taken the impression that it means something that more than the L-O-V-E or L-O-V in my world that it means. Tony can correct that since he's the writer.
And that's one of the reasons that we bring wonderful guests like Tony in, so that our listeners can hear about a person whose life is an example of what we're talking about every week. You can actually live this way.
That's actually my favorite way to learn lessons, is to see it in practice and see people go, you know, this is how you do it.
Yeah. But just making that more tangible and real for people that are out there. It's not a Sunday morning message. It's not somebody preaching at it. It's not a book. This is actually flesh and blood. Somebody you can say, maybe I can do that.
Yeah, which is the challenge for me and all the listeners today, is that that really is our challenge, is to be that love in practice. And how are you going to do that? And this is just one example. One of our guests, we're going to pick his brain and see how he does that. So
if you're dealing with you know, whatever it is out there in your life and being in a creative world, you know, we talk about it all the time at Worship Factory, and that's why we did create, God called us to create worshipfactory.net, is to be able to support each other, because there's no union for a Christian artist out there. There's not a SAG, we talk about it, an AFTRA, whatever there may be out there as far as those guys, producers, union guilds, whatever may be out there. But for Christians, there's not.
Yeah, and
we really
know
need one.
That really is truth in this industry. It's all who you know. Really, it is. And so this is a place for Christian creatives to get to know one another and get connected and be able to reach out and share your talents and gifts.
Somebody recently, I forget her name, but she was giving me a ration about, why don't we just use Facebook for our social networking vehicle.
Right.
And why do we use Connect? Well, because we offer something unique. You know, this isn't Facebook. We're offering a collective of creatives and Christians in a safe environment to be able to connect and see what God can do.
Well, it's people of like mind. It's anyone who's going to this site are Christian creatives. Whatever your creative gift is, this is a place of like-minded people where you can get together and kind of bounce things off one another and get opinions. And
you know, that being said, I think we want to get to a little bit of another one of the programs that Worship Factory offers, besides the mentoring and things that God has called us to, and encouraging and supporting one another, is the SMART program, Rod. You know, I think that with Tony, Tony and I were talking earlier today and about what the programs that are out there that we could maybe collaborate with, that Tony's involved with, being a major songwriter and poet and writer, obviously word man, but he's involved in so many different things that would fit perfectly to what we want to do with the SMART program and what God has called us to, without reaching out to an educational component with the SMART program.
Right. This is something that really fills a couple of gaps. And the biggest one being that our schools and our education systems just cannot any longer service the need that we have in educating in the arts. So we feel like that's something that the churches can step in now, and it also becomes a bridge for churches to reach into the community with something other than Bible thumping and whatever means and methods churches might use. This is really a community-based school of music and arts that the churches can use, and I believe this could be really cool because of that marriage between church, community, and education. So we're excited about it.
So we'd like your feedback out there, and you can respond to worshipfactory.net and information, and or contact us, get a hold of one of us, because we'd like your feedback about the arts and how critical it is to your life and your child's life, perhaps. Or
yeah, and if you can volunteer, if you can, if you're a teacher and you want to invest your time, or you see the need, the real need here of, of investing your time, and let us know, because we could use your help.
Yeah, it's so important for us to stay connected in the schools or outside the schools. The schools are, you know, for whatever reason, because of the economy, they are suffering within the arts community. And I think that as the body of Christ, I think we've got to be able to fill that void for those young people. You know, Mark Bryan talks about all the time about how critical it is for the kids to have creative arts in their life and how much it means to them in every facet of their world and every facet of their walk. So, you know, it's very important for us to be able to support that. And hopefully, as if you're a pastor out there, if you're a mother and father and you've got some input and some thoughts, you know, please contact us. I think it's really important.
Right. If you're a church that can provide rooms and pianos, let us know.
Yeah, one thing God has given us at Worship Factory is there's several hundred members, or close to several hundred members, that are teachers, educators of some form within the creative arts community. So it became very clear to me that, and to us, that that's what Worship Factory was created for, is to actually find that support tool, but also find a base for the creative arts community.
Right. And mentoring is kind of a general theme here with Worship Factory, is taking what you've learned, being a blessing to others, and passing it on.
Right.
Yeah, and you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Rod and Monique. We'll be right back with the one and only Tony Haynes, writer extravagant, my friend, my buddy, my brother. We'll be right back.
You show your majesty in every star that shines, and every time we breathe. Your glory, God, revealed from distant galaxies to heal beneath our skin. You are higher than we ever could imagine, closer than our eyes could ever see. You are magnificent.